Schizophrenia is a word that scares a lot of people. The movies paint the picture of a person out of control, someone who hears voices. Dr. Craig Siemens, what is schizophrenia?
Well, schizophrenia is an illness that usually begins in the late teens or early 20s and is characterized primarily by having either hallucinations or delusions. So people gradually develop over time a difficulty with hearing voices that seem very real, that they have trouble differentiating from their everyday experience, or delusional thoughts, which are actually beliefs that are fixed in their mind that things are happening that really aren't.
Loony God in my brain, call Morty and Rick, improve me in the brain, dirty lick, magical dick, a magical prick, vain, fuck a plain Jane, to avoid a plain. Assistant average band-aid from the cane with an average beverage stuck into realities. Stuck into realities, few casualties till I realize my post just killed a million African children. Did my post just kill a million African children? Just kill a million African children. Did my post just kill a million African children?
That typically could be things like paranoid thinking, undue suspiciousness, feeling people are out to get them or harm them. And the primary problem is that it's really difficult for them to distinguish those thoughts from reality.
So they may not know they have a problem, but obviously those around them have figured something out. How do you spot it?
Well, typically there are prodromal symptoms, so before they actively develop hallucinations or delusions to a significant degree, they usually have negative symptoms when they're younger. So that would be things like disconnection from people around them, a tendency to be isolative or engaged in their own thoughts, not interacting well with others. And early descriptors of schizophrenia way back in the 1900s called that autism, so kind of similar to what we would think now as somebody that has autism spectrum disorder.
Psychotic trigger, not to pull the trigger, the ancestors underground, feeling bigger, trying to put me out of this reality as my dick gets bigger, lying to put me into a virtual reality as my click gets bigger, take me through the pain of others, the doctor prescribed me Xanax to avoid prison brothers, let me take you down a trip so strong, let me take you down a trip so strong, let me take you down a trip so strong, put purple in my cup and Addy to make me hit a bong, put purple in my cup and Addy to make me hit a bong, put that purple in my cup and Addy to make me hit a bong, now the prosecutors want to post on my site, now the prosecutors want to post on my site, now the prosecutors want to post on my site, now the prosecutors want to post on my site, stick to the curse, stick to the curse, oh stick to the curse.
Causes it? Is it a genetic link?
The incidence is about 1%, and that's cross-cultural, so that's been shown in virtually every society that the incidence is 1% or so. There definitely is a genetic component, because if you have a strong genetic relationship to a relative that has schizophrenia, then your chances of having it are greatly increased. So, for example, if you had a identical twin who'd already been diagnosed with schizophrenia, your concordance or your likelihood of having the illness yourself is in the 40% range.
I suppose my age is a mystery, alien life, rage gave me infinity, and I stuck to artificial life, proposition infinity, alcoholic, schizophrenic, demented, cemented, rageaholic, imaginative, but forever a record. The voice showed me
Might hear a voice, but the voice often would be saying things that fit with the depression. People don't like you, the world would be better off without you, you know, things that are concurrent with being depressed. Whereas in schizophrenia, the hallucinations tend to be more random, odd comments, peculiar observations, self-referential thinking, you know, looking at the television and thinking they're speaking directly to you or giving messages that are intended for you only.